This program was first broadcast on Tōroa Radio 1575 and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good evening. I'm Kelvin Lyon, representing the Christadelphian Bible Truth program. And for further information on this subject that we're going to do tonight, you could log on to www.findthelight.org, or you can download this program on www.tōroa radio.co.nz, or myself, Kelvin Lyon, RD2Waitete, 9085. Righto, good evening. Recently, we've been going through quite a lot of subjects and referring to and looking at the times concerning the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. And it's important to know that, because if we're brethren and sisters of Jesus Christ, we're to look for his coming. When we partake of the spiritual bread and wine and the communion, remembering like Jesus did in the Passover, how he related to himself, he said, do this until he comes. You will not do it until he comes to the kingdom of God. So therefore, it is important that we think upon those things. He told us to watch, he told us to look forward, he gave us the sure word of prophecy. But anyway, we've been dealing with quite a lot of those different aspects, the earth. Because when Jesus returns to appear on this earth, what's he going to do? Well, the Bible tells us he's going to judge mankind and the world, and then create a worldwide kingdom. And Jesus will be the king. If you've got time to look at, get your pen and paper, Psalm 72 will give you an instance of what, look at what that's going to be, to provide peace and justice and equality among the world's nations and people. That's going to be a marvelous time. It is called the kingdom of God. It is what Jesus taught. So over the last 6 months, our main subject has been to show from God's word, the Bible, that the prophets of God, the apostles of Jesus, and Jesus himself spoke and left a clear record of signs for us to live, not to despair, but to live by. But as the Apostle Peter says, is that sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn. Yeah, Jesus said it, the knowledge of the truth concerning the kingdom of God, you don't put it under the bed, it's a light you put on a lampstand, and show others the way you live, and they may ask after your lifestyle and wonder what is in your heart and what you're thinking about. And in fact, I was listening to an interview the other day about how passionate a musician was. He was extremely passionate. And he said, do you, while you're doing other things, do you think upon that? Oh, yes, he said, I'm thinking about my music all the time. I'm always planning this or deciding on something like that. Well, we too, as brethren in Christ, lived lives thinking on those things, looking forward to that time when our Saviour returns, as it says, to take those faithful ones to reign with him. If we keep our mind on the wonderful hope spoken of in the Scriptures, we should never despair. Sure, we all have those aspects in life of the ups and downs, I suppose you call it. We have things of friends and family, and trials occur. Some things they can say can hurt us from time to time. Things don't go according to plan. There's letdowns, there's disappointments, and there's loss of life. All these, all humans experience all these, whether they have a hope of eternal life and a place in that glorious kingdom, a hope in God, or not. You'll still experience those same things of grief with family and things like that. But if we truly have faith in God and the message of hope the Bible gives us, the times of tribulation can be kept in their proper place. You know, we can prioritize our life, can't we? And no tribulation or time of grief, it's not meant to destroy us. As Paul says in Romans 5, chapter verses 3, is to encourage us, to glory in tribulation because it teaches patience, experience, and hope, even as it is through some sadness from time to time. Now, what are we going to look at tonight? Well, we're going to look at faith, hope, and love, as Paul records it, talks about these things in the New Testament. For those that are brethren in Christ, 1 Corinthians 13 is that wonderful chapter. I suppose most of us have read it from time to time. We know quite a lot about it. It encourages us in faith, hope, and love. And tonight I want to show from the Word of God how we can possess these three qualities. You may need pen and paper to note these and digest them at another time. This is a good practice and allows you to, or even to prepare a question or comment, which we look forward to from time to time. So firstly, faith. Well, what about it? Well, Paul refers to it when he's talking to the Romans at chapter 10, verse 17, that faith cometh from hearing the word of God. So, like, we've got a lot of faith. I mean, we've got faith that the sun's going to come up tomorrow morning and we'll get a reasonable day tomorrow. The forecast might be to what they think, and it might not be. But we have reasonable faith that things will go pretty well as usual as they do. But this faith that God's referring to is a different faith. As I said before, it comes from hearing the word of God. So it's related to the things that God has put on paper, every page, every chapter, every verse, every word that we're told. Paul tells Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for many things, so that the man of God will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, okay, that's good. That's good. Firstly, there is a great chapter 11 of Hebrews that gives us several verses that I feel speak volumes. And I want to start off there, right in the very beginning of this chapter. And Paul tells the Hebrews, now he says, now faith, now listen to this, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. The elders obtained through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Okay, faith in what is what needs to be asked. What is it that gives us that quality of faith? The substance of things hoped for. The substance of things hoped for. So we have to read the scriptures. As it said earlier, faith cometh from hearing the word of God. If we read the scriptures, believe the scriptures, understand them, that by comparing scripture with scripture we're told to, believe those Old Testament prophets that spoke years before things would happen, well, and if we can believe that the things that they also spoke and that haven't happened will come to pass, which is concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, which is in turn about him and the wonderful kingdom of God that he spoke. That is the faith. As it says in verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. Because listen to what he says here. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what's your reward? Yes. What did Jesus overcome? Yes. We know this. He gave us that opportunity of life, forgiveness of sins. So righto. Now Jesus at the age of 30 took to the road, called his disciples, which are followers, and changed them to being teachers or apostles. After his baptism, he, this is according to the gospel records, preached the glad tidings of the kingdom of God and healed many people. This being a witness to the things he taught. He also taught in parables. Luke 8 and Luke chapter 9, he instructs his disciples to go to do as he did, to preach the kingdom of God. And in verse 8, preaching the gospel. Just look at that now in Luke chapters 8 and 9. You'll see there how he uses the two terms, really. He then called he the 12 together and gave them power and authority over devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. That's verse 1 in chapter 9. Then we duck it down in just a few verses. He told them what to do and what not to take and what to take. And they departed and went throughout the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Whoops, the gospel, the kingdom of God. In one place, the gospel. Yes, they are synonymous terms, friends. Exactly, synonymous terms in there. They were the things all Israel had hoped for with their Messiah as ruler or king. See, the Jews have been promised these things, and they believed the Old Testament prophets. They taught that they would be saved, Jerusalem would be the ruling city, it was theirs, and all these things. Now, those Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they speak a lot about those aspects of preaching the kingdom of God. Doesn't always say a lot about it, but they did it for 3 years. Don't forget 3.5 years. Don't forget that. But then when we come to John's record, John doesn't exactly omit those things, I'm meaning, he had a bit of a spiritual side of things, and he spoke things about what Jesus did. And then listen to this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Remember, we have to understand that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So the reward is that, and therefore if that is everlasting life, well, that's enormous calling. We shouldn't take the scriptures lightly, because we're talking about life and death here. And now if we look at chapter 5, just a couple of other things to show how John spoke a little bit differently. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. That's going to happen, the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear. He's talking about the spiritual side, the life everlasting. The other ones was preaching the gospel. They went out, it was talking about the kingdom of God that had been spoken of in the Old Testament. So what a marvelous hope we've been given here. And God requires our acknowledgement. So, what is the hope? To have faith and a hope, they have to be related, don't they? We have faith in something that is substantiates it. It's the substance of things hoped for. That's what faith is. Substance of things hoped for. Something better than what we have, in fact. And that's abundant life, far greater than what we have with all the many sufferings. Anyway, back to Hebrews 11 verse 6, read. Hebrews 11 verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, as I read earlier. And we can talk about here of the eternal life from John. See, if we have faith in the things that are spoken concerning Jesus, concerning the kingdom of God, and he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's not a light thing, this faith. Oh yes, so I've got my faith and you've got your faith, and we won't discuss that. But that's not what the scriptures are talking about. God is talking about the faith, and it must be in relation to his promises, what he's made, to give us that hope. And then if we got the hope there, and we really believe in that hope, that is where our faith comes into the picture. Take the time and read all the rest of that chapter 11 too, of the other faithfuls. In chapter 11, look at verse 39. It says, all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't receive it. He said, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So it's going to be altogether. Jesus Christ is our mediator and representative to God. Just look at another couple. See, the Hebrews are the Jewish people, and the Jews wanted to hearken back to the law of Moses. They saw all them, well, I mean, it was them that rejected Jesus and got the Romans to put him on the cross. But Paul's coming to the Hebrews here in about 70 AD, I suppose, about 30 or 40 years after Jesus ascended. So I just want to read a couple of verses. Chapter 5, verse 8. Though he were a son, as Jesus, yet he learned his obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Well, if that's where our faith comes in. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is believing in that wonderful hope. Is it strong enough to direct our steps to do what is right? Is it enough to direct our hearts to have love for one another? That is the calling, and that is the test, because it says, all that obey him. So we've got to diligently search for a way of pleasing our Father. Now let's and look at chapter 9, verse 28, where Paul says, we'll just go up a couple. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Jesus. And as he is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, that's the bears the sins of those that will accept him as their Saviour, many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are we looking for him? Him that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And then we can go in Hebrews 10, verse 22, where I had a wee mark here, I thought that was, let us draw near with a full assurance, and full assurance of in a true heart, with full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works. So there you go. There you've got the hope, and there you've got the life, the faith, and there you've got the love. And they're all let us. Encouragements, guidance, exhortations, help, you know. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We've got to help one another. The work of the Apostle Paul continued, even while he was in prison. See, Apostle Paul wrote these letters here, but then he went to prison. And I just want to read, where are we? Acts here, that's right. The last few verses of the Acts chapter 28. And when he had appointed him a day, there came many unto him, this is Paul in prison, unto his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning until evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not amongst themselves, but anyway, what I want to get right down the bottom, be it known, there was a different opinion there, be it known therefore unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. He had a work to do even though he was put in prison. Whoops. There we are in prison. So faith must be based in an agreement with what God reveals. It can't be something else. I mean, it's not like a gold Cadillac's going to count. We're not having faith and hope in these things. We're having faith and hope in what God has revealed through the Scriptures. And that's what it is. It's faith. Sometimes we can't always see everything real clearly and brightly, but and that's where faith comes in sometimes. The things that we do know, the things that we are so sure and sound on, can carry us through some of the other little trials and things of life. So what it reveals, we share that wonderful hope of eternal life and a divine kingdom on earth. That's the hope. The hope is of the expectation of something better. The gospel is what was taught that gives us this great hope. I read Luke 8 and 9, showing it is to do with the kingdom of God. Mark 16, 15 and 16, that's Jesus tells the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Eternal life, that's what it means. It's through Jesus. The apostle Paul tells the Romans in 1:16 that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And Paul again, because he is the apostle to the Gentiles, Galatians chapter 1, Galatians, where is it? It's just after Corinthians, I think. Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. I just want to read a wee bit there. Where Paul's writing a letter to these people, way in Galatia, it's in Asia Minor. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither of men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me and unto the churches or the groups of believers of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Understanding that now? Hope, to whom he be glory forever and ever. And then he says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace, the gospel of Christ, unto another gospel. Here they were, these people like humankind do. They want to believe things their way. And then he goes on to rebuke them. Which is not another, it's not another gospel. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. See, if you pervert it, you've lost it in a sense. I mean, you can say, well, it's not my fault. But remember that all these apostles were more or less martyred for their efforts. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed, he says. Ooh. And we say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. See, they are so firm and definite that this gospel had to go forward to for the people to have faith in, the hope in, and faith in, and then to follow with love. For do I now persuade men of God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So he received a revelation on this gospel, because he was an apostle called after Jesus had ascended to heaven, not like John and Matthew and Peter and Andrew and those ones. He was the last one. And for I neither received of man, but I was taught it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was preaching the gospel to the Jews, they knew what he meant. Paul, in chapter 3 of Galatians, informs them that the gospel was preached long ago to Abraham. Look at chapter 3. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Just lost my place here, but it's sorry. Chapter 3 informs them that the gospel was preached long ago to Abraham, and the law under Moses was like a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ. But now it is faith in this hope. Yeah, it's faith in this hope of this gospel. I'm going to read the tail end of chapter 3. Wherefore the law, as what Paul says, was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. So what originally happened in this promise to Abraham that has brought us through Christ into the being heirs with that? So, originally there was a promise made to Abraham of this gospel. And the only way we can get that, we'll have to wrap way, 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 way back to Genesis. Genesis, beginning of chapter 12, where Abraham makes the first point on, comes on the stage here. And Abraham lived in the land of Chaldea, miles away, away by Babylon. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless thee, and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing, and I'll bless them that bless thee, curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's a promise of a land there, and all families will be blessed. And then he says, and Abraham appeared, God appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar. That's verse 7 of 12. Now we'll go to the next chapter, chapter 13. Remember when Lot was there, his uncle? And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed for ever. And I'll make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number it, the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, and the length of it, and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Remember, he died in faith, not having received the promise from Hebrews. Whoops, whoops. See? I'll give it unto thee, though. And we know that later on in the chapters here, he died. And again, we have it in Abraham's son Isaac, because it does speak to Abraham and his seed there, remember? So, and he is part of the seed. Isaac. Genesis 26 is a good wee pick up there, a continuation of this. 26 verses 3 and 4. And then he says to, Isaac was going to go away down to Egypt for a famine, but he told him not to go. Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with thee, will bless thee, for unto thee will, and unto thy seed I'll give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, that I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. See, in his seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ will be coming back to bless all nations. In a sense, he's given the opportunity of life eternal to the Gentiles, and as we just read there in Hebrews before. In Galatians, we're all one in Christ. And remember that these all died in faith, not having received the promise. But in Romans 15, Paul tells us now, I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. The promises made unto the fathers. Ooh, we're whipping through time here, sorry. Now there is one thing that must be said here, because so many believe that the gospel only relates to the things concerning Jesus' life, death, resurrection as our Saviour. However, we need to acknowledge, yes, Jesus is our Saviour. But let's look at Luke chapter 18. I want you to look at Luke chapter 18 before we come back next time, because we're nearly out of time here. We're going to have to continue this on next week on the faith, hope, and love as seen from the Word of God. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells his apostles about the things that are going to happen to him. And they reject it and said, no, these are not going to happen to you. Now, this is just a very short time before the Passover and before he was arrested and taken and crucified. They didn't understand the sacrifice of Jesus at that time. They had been truly preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus is taught and spoken of after that time, after his crucifixion. You remember how he instigated the Passover by showing them those things. But anyway, we've run out of time, sorry friends. Anyway, for further information, as I said, on this subject, find the light, log on to www.findthelight. Oh, well, good evening folks, and carry on your study of the Word of God. That's where faith comes, and without faith it's impossible to please God. Thank you very much. Catch you next time.
This program was first broadcast on Tōraua Radio 1575 and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.